The U.S. Department of Labor plans to finalize the proposed regulations by summer. The New York Farm Bureau wants the agency to eliminate changes in youth family farm work regulations, which New York Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Julie Suarez says could prohibit young adults from using the most basic of tools on a farm.
Right now, as long as the farm is operated as a family and is owned by the family, the kids can work on the farm. The new regs say that if it's any type of incorporated farm, the family farm exemption no longer applies. So this means, for instance, that a young adult who can take all sorts of crazy jumps on a snowboard on a ski slope, who can pay a farmer to take a horseback riding lesson, cannot actually then be paid by the farmer to do simple tasks around the horse farm like muck out a stall. The reason they can't do this is because the hazardous orders occupations have been changed around to prohibit the ability of a minor working on a farm to do very simple tasks.
Congressman Bill Owens is a member of the House Agriculture Committee. He has asked for revisions in the proposed rule, but said his communications with the Secretary of Labor have not been, quote, particularly fruitful to date.
This is one of those rules that doesn't make sense. It shows a lack of understanding on the part of the government about what's happening on the ground. Clearly, we want to make sure that children work in safe environments. That is something which is under control. I think this is another set of regulations that don't meet, if you will, the common sense denominator.
99% of farms in New York State are family-owned and operated. Most, especially the multi-generational farms, use some type of corporate structure to protect the assets. Essex County Farm Bureau President Eric Lurkes says being incorporated doesn't make it any less of a family farm.
It's common for farms to incorporate like this. It's common by small businesses all over the country. Previously, a family exemption allowed for by the U.S. Department of Labor allowed me to raise my kids on the farm and teach them how to farm. Farming is a hands-on business. You teach it by doing. The new U.S. Department of Labor proposals do not make it clear if LLCs and corporations would qualify for the family exemption. This would deprive my own children from working on our farm and learning how to farm one day. This is bad for my farm and bad for the future of agriculture.
Turning Point Dairy Farm is in Saratoga County. Kathy Hanahan says 11 family members work there.
Our children are the fifth generation to be on the farm working and coming back and running the farm. We have been able to tell them the safe way to do the chores that need to be done. It has built their skills and built their character. Multi-generational farms like ours are in trouble if these regulations go through, and they will change the way families like ours are able to prepare the next generation for farm ownership.
Rensselaer County Dutch Hollow farm owner Beth Chittenden.
A 15-year-old would not be able to use a flashlight. They couldn't look at a tag in a cow's ear. They couldn't clean out a refrigerator. They would not be able to take an animal and lead it into a show ring at the county fair. They do things like mow the lawn. They use a leaf blower. They wash equipment with a hose or a power washer. All of these things would be considered dangerous because they are powered by either electric, a battery, or by water power. This regulation should be pulled back immediately.
The Farm Bureau says over 10,000 comments nationally have been submitted opposing the proposed regulation, including criticism from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.